Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Fridays are for fucking.
Oh my God. Isn't it, baby?
Yes. So.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I can feel your eyes on me as you sit in the chair across from me. I'm on my knees in front of you, wearing the red collar you picked out for me. I'm wearing the black lace lingerie you love so much, and my eyes are lowered.
Good girl. You're so obedient. Are you going to be a good little slut for me tonight?
Yes, sir. I am. Every time you use that word, the one we agreed you'd call me, I'd lose my breath a little. We've been dating for nearly 2 years, and about a year ago, we visited a play party together. That night changed me. I realized something about myself I'd never known. I'm submissive, and I like to be degraded. I was completely enamored with the idea, and when I brought it up to you on the way home from the party, your eyes lit up. You said you'd been feeling the same thing about yourself. You never realized how much you enjoyed taking on the dominant persona in the bedroom. Damn, that party was incredible. There is something really exhilarating about open-concept group sex. Everyone just mingling together, letting their most natural instincts take over. The sounds of sex filling the room as you lose all inhibitions. That night, we fucked on the sofa in front of everyone. It was so hot to feel their eyes on me. It was the first time you ever called me a slut, and since then, that's been a pet name you have for me. And I love it. I know many may consider it an insult, but with us, it's a term of endearment.
Whose slut are you? Who do you belong to?
You. I belong to you, sir. You stand and move towards me. You circle me once, and my eyes remain firmly on the ground in front of me.
You do belong to me. I own you, slut.
Yes, sir. Your hands trail across my face and down to my collar, where you hook the clip for the leash into it and give it a hard pull. Despite the force of your pull, I remain in my rightful kneeling position.
Huh. Good girl. You know better than to move without permission.
You've trained me well. I know the rules, and I know what the reward is for following them. Pure submission. A total disconnect from the responsibilities of life.
Look at me.
My eyes find yours, and I let a brief smile crease my lips. Fuck. I love you so much. You look so hot in your black dress shirt, with my leash dangling in your hands. Your face remains rigid. You're calm, cool, collected. You're completely enveloped in character. Oh, my dom, my owner. You undo your belt and slowly slide it out of your pants. You pull it taut in your hands and my stomach flips.
Bend over.
I instinctively place my hands on the ground in front of me, pushing my ass up in the air.
Does my girl want to be reminded who's in charge?
Yes, sir. More, sir. Come on. I glance up at you, catch your eye. As much as I love when you dominate me, it wouldn't be fun without a little pushback. You call that a spanking. Immediately, my eyes dart back to the ground, but not before I catch a mischievous smirk on your face.
Oh, you naughty little slut. I thought you were going to be a good girl.
Before I can respond, your belt slaps across my ass again, harder this time. And even harder still, your belt whips against my skin. I feel my flesh burn with the sting of it. Oh, my God.
Now, what were you saying?
Nothing, sir. I promise I'll be good.
Good. You be nice, and I'll do that thing you like.
Yes, please, sir. I'll be good. I want to feel it. You once told me that being naughty and challenging you wasn't a bad thing. It doesn't mean I'm a bad submissive. It's natural sometimes to rebel a little. And it makes for really fun power plays, which I know you love.
I think you're going to need something special tonight. You want to be deep enough in your little fucktoy world to the place where you wouldn't dare speak to me that way. Don't you, baby?
Yes. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I want that. Make me yours, please. Please. You circle me again, dropping your belt on the bed. Mm-hmm. You slowly undo the buttons on your pants. I remember my place and stay still, watching as your hard cock springs out of your boxes. You kick your clothes to the side and slowly start to strip off your dress shirt. You're undoing the buttons so slowly. It's torturous. I watch your hands undo them one by one, and all I can think about is having them around my neck. I lean forward and my tongue slides along your shaft for a brief moment before you push me back into my kneeling position. You pull on the leash connected to my collar and I feel it tighten around my throat. It's not too tight, but the restriction of it feels so good.
Hey, no touching. Not until I say.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I just love your cock so much, I wonder...
What? What did you want?
I want your cock in my mouth. Please?
Ah.
You distance yourself from me, sitting on the edge of the bed. The leash connects us and you stare into my eyes. I want so badly to crawl over to you, but I know I can't move yet. Please, sir. I'll do it just how you like, I promise. Please?
Tell me, slut. What are you?
A toy, sir.
Uh-huh. Then come here. Let me use my toy, then.
As soon as you tell me I can move, I scramble towards you on my hands and knees, immediately taking your cock into my mouth. I slide my tongue up and down your thick, hard shaft, locking eyes with you. I spit onto your cock and watch my saliva roll down to the base of it.
Oh.
You pet my hair a few times as I suck on your cock. I take you all the way into my mouth and then slide you all the way back out.
Oh.
Your grip on my hair tightens and you start to thrust into my mouth. Your cock pushes against the back of my throat. You slide out and thrust back in again, making me gag even more.
Oh, like that, right? Just a mouth for me to use?
I feel the relaxation settling over me as I open my mouth wide, letting you control our speed. You pull out of my mouth and I stick out my tongue.
You are nothing but a pathetic, cock-hungry slut. Do you hear me? You're a dirty slut whose only purpose right now is to be a set of holes for me to fuck. Is that understood?
Yes. Yes. Your cock drives into my mouth faster, and my hands grip your thighs. You suddenly stop, pulling yourself out of me. My tongue hangs open, and my hands reach for your cock, but you hold them tightly in yours.
Look at me.
I look up at you. My eyes are heavy and my heart is happy.
Open your mouth.
My mouth falls open. I know what you're about to do. Fuck, I want it. You dangle a line of spit directly above me and I open my mouth wide. Please, spit in my mouth. Please. Own me like that. I'm yours. You spit directly in my mouth. Fuck, just like that. I like that. I can literally feel myself sinking deeper into submission. I'd never let anyone else do this. Only you. It's only for us.
Good girl. I know you like that. Come on, get on the bed.
You tug on my leash, and I follow you mindlessly onto the bed.
Hands.
I offer you my hands and stare at you as you secure wrist restraints to each of my wrists, and then attach those restraints to the ones attached to our headboard. I'm spread on the bed with my hands tied above me. You glide your hands across my chest, cupping each of my breasts and planting a gentle bite on each nipple.
These gorgeous tits.
You work your way down my stomach, offering a gentle squeeze. I've never felt so comfortable being this exposed.